A word for you from Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 24, the first part. But let him who boasts, boast in this, that he understands and knows me. Last time we looked at the previous verse, which refers to the fact that we should not boast in certain things. It says, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches. But here we are instructed that if we are to boast, we should boast in God and in the fact that we understand and know Him. It goes on to say other things about God's character, some of the attributes of God. But this is an instruction given by God that is eternally wise, and we would do well to heed it. If we boast in our own achievements, or what we think is our own achievements, we show our stupidity. So even if we think we are wise, God instructs us, don't boast in your wisdom. In the New Testament, it clearly instructs us and tells us that God has chosen the things that are not wise, the things that are foolish, in order to display His wisdom. God is able to create something out of nothing. But we are the ones who are truly weak. Even if we say we are mighty, we are strong, healthy, remember that just a little bit of air that we breathe, if that is withheld, we die. And how can we keep ourselves back from hell? That is why we need to look up and boast in Him. And in particular, that we understand and know Him. Now, of course, while on earth we can never fully understand Him and fully know Him, but that bit which we are able to through the grace of God, which He showed us at Calvary, we are given this gift to get to understand and know Him. Then it is that we are truly rich. Then we have true might and true wisdom. Now, in which category are you, in verse 23 or verse 24? Are you boasting in yourself, or are you boasting in the Lord, who He is, how glorious He is, and that you've got, by the grace of God, to know Him?